Hey, welcome back to The Lookout with your host, Isekai Keem, and of course, Noiseless Poet. Today's comedy conversation gets a little personal. You see, today, we want to ask you, what are your top five anime recommendations? You see, what you recommend to anyone by default is always something that says a lot about you. Basically, if you say your top five and your top five is trash, anything you say after that, I don't really know. But everyone's top five is different because we all like different things. Personally, I love action. I love a good laugh. I love a good suspense. Not a big fan on a couple of other things, but that's okay because there's a lot of anime for everybody. So let's get right into this, shall we? When it comes to my personal top five, I feel like Noiseless, you gotta agree with this one. And if it's not in your top five, I'm judging you. But hey, listen, at the end of the day, anyone who has at least a year's worth of anime, you could have less than that. If you're new to anime, someone has recommended, you've heard it, you've seen it, and it's no longer broadcasted at all, and it has been for a long time. But it is, without a doubt, one of the best animes that you can ever watch, and that is Full Metal Alchemist.
I'm with you.
Full Metal Alchemist. If you know, you know. You see, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, there are two variants. We referenced that last week. If you guys don't know, Full Metal Alchemist is the only successful anime to have two concurrent showings, because for one, it was so good, it caught up so fast, they had to make a spinoff. And it was so good, they went back and then stayed canon. I have never seen that happen, ever. And it is so well deserved. Listen, the animation is great. The creativity, great. When it comes to alchemy, by default, alchemy as very nature isn't very entertaining. You take some stuff, you make some stuff with it. It's very generic, but then these bulls start getting weird with it. Starts off with two young boys who decide that they want to save their mom's life. But like we said, alchemy is all about equivalent exchange. You have to give stuff to get stuff, and that's just how it works. Like if you want a burger, you got to put the meat, the cheese there, draw the symbol, make it happen, you're good. They wanted to make life, and fortunately, the cost of life is life. So these boys literally, this boy literally gave away his entire body trying to bring his mom back. And then his brother, people say, listen, I'll give you whatever you want. I'll give a whole arm and a leg. This boy literally gave an arm and a leg to tether his brother's soul to the nearest suit of armor. And he rocked out his entire life like, bro, my fault. I'm going to get you back. And the tale that it sprawls from there on out, and this is all episode one, is just so good. The world building, the suspense, the drama, even the romance if you're into that. The fight scenes, the who's the real bad guy, the is the bad guy even a bad guy, the is he being controlled, who's not being controlled, can I trust that person? The Ishvalans, the Full Metal Alchemist. Full Metal Alchemist has something for literally everybody. And I can't recommend, if you had to blanket recommend someone who's never seen anything, they're like, hey, I want to get into anime. Full Metal Alchemist has got to be one of the things you recommend. What about you, Noiseless? Did I miss anything? Was that valid?
Now, when it comes to Full Metal, one of my favorite things about it is you get your shonen elements.
Yes, sir.
But I like that you still, if you're into a deeper story, you still get those deeper elements to the story. Like the whole trail, like you briefly mentioned with the Ishvalans, I actually have a collectible of Scar in my house, but the Ishvalans, that's similar to things that have happened in human history.
Yes, it is.
So it's like the perfect topics, just layered just enough so you don't think, oh, this is some kind of political commentary, but still enough for you to be interested. Like, okay. And then they start boxing. And the boxing don't look nothing like what you would expect. You get really emotionally attached to these characters, like RIP, my guy Hughes.
Hey, come on. This is recommendation. People haven't seen everything. I said the first time. RIPs, come on, man. That's no better. Come on, man.
You're right. We're going to ban that one out. We're going to cut that out. You're right. Needless to say, you're going to get very attached to these characters in Full Metal Alchemist, and you're going to hate to see any of them go.
Absolutely.
Now, and you can find Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood on Hulu. Now, straight from Full Metal Alchemist, the top of the game for me, my favorite anime and one of the first anime I can remember really ever paying very much attention to would have been Yu Yu Hakusho. Now, Yu Yu Hakusho is a classic banger. Very memorable. Very memorable intro. So, Yu Yu Hakusho is one of the staple shonen, in my opinion, back from the golden days for Shonen Jump. Yusuke Urameshi is the main character. He was a delinquent. Also another favorite trope of mine. Out here just whooping up boys on the schoolyard. And one day there's a kid that's about to get hit by a car. He decides, oh yeah, I'm going to go and save this kid. So he pushed the kid out the way. He got hit by the car. And then they come up and like, hey, bro, you know what I'm saying? We can give you another chance if you want to come back so you can be the spirit detective. So he'll be fighting ghouls and ghosts and demons and apparitions and other spooky out of this world type things with his dog, Kuwabara, who originally was just another one of the top delinquents that he was whooping on at school.
He was the male.
We got a guy with the short guy syndrome, which is Hiei.
Which is also doubled in Fullmetal Alchemist. Do not call that dude shorter. He will snap.
Exactly. And Hiei is actually who they got the inspiration for Sasuke from. Of course, Hiei is far superior. But that's neither here nor there. And then you got Kurama, which is the heartthrob that all the girlies like. He's really intelligent. Pretty boy type character. Got the rose whip and all. If you didn't know he was a man, you probably would think he was a woman, even when you look at him. But the Dark Tournament arc from Yu Yu Hakusho, arguably across anime, people say is the best tournament arc in all of anime, and also one of the best anime arcs ever. So you really are missing out if you haven't seen Yu Yu Hakusho. And that one's also on Hulu, but you can catch it on Netflix and Crunchyroll as well. Now, what you think of Yu Yu Hakusho, bro?
Yu Yu Hakusho was great. Obviously, for me, intro's a banger. The intro, first off, something about the older anime. The intros just hit different. Like, a lot of them just hit different. All the OSTs, I don't know what it is. But yes, I enjoy Yu Yu Hakusho, especially because even if he didn't save the young boy's life, the young boy wasn't in danger. That's hilarious. It's like, oh, you... Bro, we didn't count you doing that. He was fine. He was going to serve out the way. But you appreciate you, bro. Like, big ups. He's like...
Playing in his face.
He's like, the one time I do something nice, it cost my life. I didn't have to. He's like, nah, but now you got to fight for us. And this is the tale of this get back. I like that. Yu Yu Hakusho, that's a solid John. No complaints over there. But speaking of solid Johns with good intros and great arcs, gotta talk about Bleach.
Okay.
Listen. The other day... we talked about the big three. And the big three for a reason. Okay? Bleach was something completely different to me. I was introduced to anime thanks to Adult Swim. Right? A lot of shows straight from there. Some of the top five don't come from there. But Bleach, I got it straight from there. It follows a boy named Ichigo. Right? Ichigo, a delinquent. Right? Just be trying to mind his business. All right, he has a pops, stays with him, you know, lovable pops. But Ichigo, listen, I'm just going to school because y'all made me. Walking home one day, five people, bullies, you know, doing bully things, all right? And they're over here all like, who do you think you are, punk? And he's like, oh, I got you, give me one second. Hey, yeah, I'm gonna need an ambulance for five people. All right, bet it. And then he whooped them like it was nothing, no powers, just I'm better than you and I'm gonna show you why I'm better than you. And then he just beat him, just crazy. And you would think, all right, cool, that's cool. But then the other world gets into things. You see, Ichigo's a special boy. I won't say too much about it because you have to get into it. But essentially, it follows a boy who starts off a delinquent, whole life gets turned upside down when this Soul Reaper comes over there, fails to do her job, mind you, right? So then she tries to give away her job. Like, listen, bro, I couldn't finish the job and you should pick up the sticks. Boy never played the game a day in his life. You ask him to go clutch a 3v1, bet it. But Bull's up for the challenge. And man, he pull out the, guess, I don't know, I don't have a big sword next to me. Or pull out the biggest sword and is like, all right, I got you. Matter of fact, I'm gonna take your powers a little longer. And then it's a tale to get back. He learns more. He's like, nah, you gave me some powers. I appreciate it. I'm gonna help you out. And she cost him a lot, yo. Y'all don't understand how much she put him through. But he gets stronger and stronger and faster. And as soon as we think he's bull, you run into a bull with an eye patch. You run into a bull with.
That's my dog.
You run into some Sakura cherry blossoms. It's the bull, like I said, everyone thinks they're him until they meet the guy. Then you get humbled. You get real. You're not that guy, pal. You're not that guy. Everyone right now, if you play any game, if you've ever played any game, you think you him, especially if you played a From Software game. You done trained. You like, I've been whooping these people all day. Then you walk up and get one-shotted. That's the tale of Ichigo. Ichigo is like, yo, I'm good. I'm better. I am better. Blam. And then he gets swatted. But he keeps coming.
Humble.
I give it to him. I give it to him. His resiliency is up there. And with the latest update of the Thousand Year Blood War, visually, it is so beautiful. You can catch this on Hulu. It is so beautiful. The sound, great. The story, ah, man. And then the main, I can't say what I was about to say, but the antagonists in the story, the Seireitei, the fact that you have a bond with your weapon, that your weapon has a spirit and soul of its own, the spells, the Hados, the friendships, the power of friendship doesn't save the day. There are like some very nuanced things I can't talk about without spoiling anything, but just know that the power of friendship will not save you in this. If you just ran against the wrong guy, you went against the wrong guy. That's the thing about Bleach. And the soundtrack is amazing. Even in the
Soundtrack is
fight,
fire.
bro, middle of a fight, if a bull pull out a weapon and start singing, leave, yo. Like if he brings his own soundtrack to the fight, you ever watch that? What's that? That American Dad, John, with Stelio Kantos, like
Oh,
that.
Stelio,
Exactly.
that
Stelios, but yo, chill, 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 chill. You got it. If someone pulls up with their own theme music, just leave. Unless you're a boy with glasses, because then you could just stop that.
not
But
trying to hear it.
listen, you saw it. He was like, "Is this your sword?" Listen,
Gonna stop it, bro.
listen. I could go on and on about Bleach for real, but I highly encourage you all to check out Bleach if you're looking for some shonen with some young man who proves himself, saves his friend, saves his family, uncovers the truth, the dark truth, while still saving an entire world and his city. Once again, this could be found on Hulu, so go enjoy Bleach. But that's enough of my genre. What you got? What you got? Yu Yu Hakusho's cool. Bleach is cool. What you got? What's next? What you want up in that?
Now, I do want to say also, just to throw in some more praise to Bleach, because Bleach, they've been trying to play in Bleach's face like it's not supposed to be part of the big three. Bleach has been mentioned as the inspiration behind a lot of the new gen anime that everybody's enjoying, such as My Hero Academia. I believe the creator of Jujutsu Kaisen also said he pulled inspiration from
What? Come
Bleach.
on. Domain expansions are just bankais.
That's all.
With more
With
like.
extra steps.
Exactly.
There you go. That's all it is. Now, my next one is it's going to be another one that we both really, I know for a fact that you enjoy because it's the premise behind a lot of your content. We talked about it in the first episode as well as the second episode of this podcast. Near and dear to both our hearts, it's good old-fashioned One Piece. Now, One Piece is kind of polarizing for the Western audience. Some people love it. Some people love to hate on it because it's popular to hate on it. And some people just genuinely have their reasons why they may not like it. Because, like Oda said, it's a goofy pirate comic. But One Piece is starring none other than that boy Luffy. Luffy, from a young age, decided that he wanted to go and be the freest person possible. And the way that he was going to do that is for him to be the king of the pirates. So he set out on an adventure after stealing a piece of fruit that he wasn't supposed to, that made him have the properties of gum. Shout out Hisoka.
Oh
Exactly. So they gave him stretchy properties so he can stretch, which can be underwhelming in a world where some of the powers are like elements of nature that have to do with souls, have to do with just many different aspects of power. If you can think of a power that's happened in TV shows, comic books, superhero movies, it's probably in One Piece. But he's going around through different kingdoms, and he has no intention of being a hero. But he just so happens to say, you mess with me, you get me something to eat, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to hook you up. You look out for me, I'm going to look out for you. And it just gets him in these crazy predicaments. If he decides that you're in the crew, that's what's going to happen. You're going to be in the crew. It's got arguably some of the best world building that you're going to find in any anime. The art style is a little different, especially considering this started like in the early 90s. But yeah. As you progress in the series, the animation got way better. And then we're also getting a remake called The One Piece by a different studio that's supposed to be even better.
Listen.
And now give us some of your takes on One Piece.
I'm glad you asked. You see?
Don't throw that on, bro. First off,
The One Piece is real, okay? A lot of people be hesitating, but The One Piece is real. Like I said, you like it, or you love it, or you haven't given it a chance. Those are the only things. And I understand. It is over 1,000 episodes, and just saying that out loud is jarring. But the worst part about enjoying an anime is when that anime comes to an end. But imagine getting to enjoy that for over 1,000 episodes. That's what you get with The One Piece, okay? When it comes to the powers, like you said, the devil fruits, crazy. Powers from anywhere from your body's made out of rubber to you could turn into lightning to you can turn into a jacket. That fruit is corny.
And that fruit is crazy.
The jacket no me. That's all corny. Quite frankly, it was invented by a hater because all those devil fruits were manifested by someone who wanted to be something. I don't know who wanted to be a jacket, but that's neither.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't, but it does if you think about it like this, right? Some people are always like, oh, I wish I could be in your skin. That's all that is. You want to be somebody so bad that you put on the identity of someone else. Like, listen, I like the life you live, but I don't want to put in all the work. I just want you to, you mean. That's all this is. You slip into someone else's skin. That is nasty. That is bad fruit.
But this not the word.
You think that a dude can turn into rubber is corny. Quite frankly, I'm like, yo, you ate one of the worst fruits, bro. You turned into rubber? Like, Wolverine got swords for hands. And you turn to rubber. Then I watch him stretch that jaw back. And I'm like, oh, okay. I understand it now. I understand it now. And then he just started mop. Mind you, Luffy gets treated a lot. He is not Saitama. Bull loses a lot, but he keeps getting stronger. And the friends get stronger, and you get more and more powers, and you learn about Haki, and you get more and more powers, and there's more powers, and there's more traveling, more world burning, and celestial dragons, there's more. Essentially, One Piece has everything. Literally. Mind you, there's not a lot of romance in One Piece. There is romance in One Piece. It's not amongst the main characters, for real, for real.
So if you look at Luffy, don't care nothing about that.
Luffy got Jones at one end, but he like, Odionadu, I ain't trying to hear none of that. I got liberations to set. Like I said,
yes,
bro, he's a terrorist. He's a pirate. At the end of the day, he goes where he wants, does what he wants, and sometimes he's a good impression. If you watch One Piece fan letter, you see what I mean. But at the end of the day, One Piece is the only show that I know that has a remake coming out while it's still airing.
Exactly.
And there's still more to go. The manga is still getting written, which means by the time we have the remake coming out, we'll have the remake, the live action, and the original. That's dope. You're not topping that. The One Piece is real, yo. Stop playing.
I got something for you before we move.
Yes, it is. Thank you. See, listen, the sound already exists for it because people know, all right? And it's imperative that they know that One Piece is real. Believe it.
Now, give me one of yours now. Give me one of yours.
Okay. Bet it. You kind of mentioned it earlier with your properties of gum and
rubber. Okay.
But it has to be said, all right? First, I got into it off of the remake. Because I thought the remake was the original because it came out a little while ago. But
same.
Exactly. But we are talking about Hunter Hunter. Mind you, it is Hunter Hunter. Yes, there is an X, but it's pronounced Hunter Hunter. Don't be that guy. Okay? If you're new to it, that's fine. That's fine. We all start somewhere. As your resident.
You're telling me it's not Hunter X Hunter?
It is not Hunter X Hunter. I understand. You know? The X is there. But it is Hunter Hunter. Now, let me tell you all about Hunter Hunter, right? Hunter Hunter follows a boy named Gon, right? Gon is a little dude, dumb strong. Like, boy, dumb strong. He should not be the strongest. I don't know what's in his blood. But he catches, like, imagine the biggest fish you could think of and then add 500 pounds. He catches that crazy. He leaves the town, bang, goes out to be a hunter. Now, to be a hunter, right? Just know you were competing with grown men. He's a child. Child, child. I'm talking 10. He's a kid, right? He over there with a fishing pole, going to be a hunter. You got literal assassins, full-on ninjas, samurais, murderers. You got villains. You got people with bomb specialists. And then here you are, young bull, with a pole, a fishing pole, mind you. And yet you somehow make it through this, John. You get your best friend turns out to be a little ninja kid assassin. And not just any ninja kid assassin, the ninja kid assassin. Like the lineage that this kid has, the Zodiac family. Killua, first off, one of the original drippiest characters in anime.
Absolutely.
The boy had that shit on though, 100%.
Yusuke too.
He did too. But Killua is different. It was one of those things where people actually changed their uniform. It was always Killua. First off, he came for money because he was an assassin and whatnot, right? But Killua had his own thing going for him. He was like, oh no, I'm cool hearted, whatever. And he's like, oh wait, there's another young boy here with me? Hey yo, what's up? It's like when you know you're the only person in school who watches anime and you overhear someone playing a clip that he shouldn't have. And you're like, yo, what's that? You watching One Piece show? You like anime? We friends
By the
now. We friends now.
Oh, he's
We're
on.
friends now. And that's exactly what happened right there. They become friends at the beginning of the Hunter exam, and it's an on uphill battle. It has a very unique power system that uses Nen. Very complicated thing. Very enjoyable. It's broken down. It is very detailed and explained well. So I would give it that. They have pretty good arcs for the most part. At the end of the day, listen, people online feel a certain way about the Chimera Ant arc. I'm not one of them. I enjoyed it. But some people don't like it.
They didn't like it.
Some people don't like it. Some people don't like Greed Island. But you know, listen, like we said earlier, everyone is entitled to their own opinions. Opinions can be wrong, but everyone is entitled to their own opinion. And Hunter Hunter, with this Nen power system, with it showing that different characters all operate doing different things, and it shows that some people are willing to literally give everything their last drop in order to ensure that someone else doesn't see tomorrow. I'm with it. I am with it. I am with it. And if you read the manga, it's only getting crazier. And the main character shifted. I haven't seen that happen ever, but the main character has pivoted. And if you watch it, you might find out why. For me, Hunter x Hunter, top pick.
Now, what's worth mentioning is that that's actually written by the same author that wrote Yu Yu Hakusho. So, Yoshihiro Togashi, personally, he's my GOAT. That's my favorite manga creator of all time. And his wife actually wrote Sailor Moon,
Look at that.
which
Look at
we
that.
also mentioned them in the first episode of Kami Conversations.
Can he be Goku?
Where can they see Hunter Hunter?
You can watch Hunter x Hunter in its entirety on Netflix. So check it out.
Netflix stepping their game up.
They had to. They had to. Especially because it's
Yeah.
becoming more and more mainstream. Had that conversation the other day too. Because it's becoming more mainstream, people need more access to it. So the catalog is vast. They got some sleepers on Netflix. Not top five worthy, but they definitely have some stuff that we could recommend another time. But speaking of recommendations, what do you have next, Noises?
Now, we gonna go to one of my personal favorites, you know what I'm saying? Easily, that's my second favorite anime of all time, and I think everybody should enjoy it. Now, it's a bit controversial because some people,
What show?
that's gonna be JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Now, some people don't like them because the poses do get a little extra.
A little.
They do be a little flamboyant.
A little.
And the art style is different than your typical art style, but JoJo's Bizarre Adventure has been coming out since the 80s. Now, okay, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure starts off with Jonathan Joestar. Him and his dad is kicking it. It's just them. They got a mansion because they're in a wealthy family. Before, I would say, before Jonathan grew up, his pops was with him and his mom in a carriage. They were riding out, the carriage flipped. Dio Brando, I can't say, what was his father's name?
I don't even
I
matter.
forget what his father's name was. They do mention it, but his father was a drunkard. he walked up to the carriage planning on stealing from the wreckage because he noticed that they was a wealthy family and he was out there in the slums. And he just said, like, right when he was snatching the ring off of Jonathan's daddy finger, he woke up. He was like, oh, what's good, bro? I was just coming over here to check on y'all. I was finna save y'all for real. He was like, hey, man, I appreciate you. Just know if you ever need anything, you know what I'm saying, you holler at me, and I got you. And Dio's daddy was like, yeah, that boy's a sucker. I got him. So on his deathbed, he's like, hey, man, this rich dude owed me a favor. So why don't you go holler at him? And then we enter Dio, one of the most iconic and one of the most haterous people in all of anime. If you want to do, I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk, I hate the way that you dress, that's got to be Dio every single time. Because the moment that he entered their life and hopped out the carriage, he was on demon timing.
Absolutely.
The dog walked up and got treatment that it did not deserve.
Who kicks a dog, yo?
Like, exactly. And then throughout the course of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, it's just the tale of essentially all of this man's descendants over the course of the future have to deal with the ramifications of Dio and Jonathan fighting in the very first season. It's absolutely nutty. I don't recommend that you skip any parts. The power system changes after. So the first season, they out here boxing with hands. They introduce Hamon, which is like a sun electric derivative power. And then we hop over into Stands, which is also one of the more popular power systems in anime, as well as one of, I would say, the more fleshed out and more balanced power systems, because they get really creative with how they use their powers. And I've actually made content myself about just the different stands and what they do. Now, you tell me what you think about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
I love a good hater. Dio takes that joint to the next level. Like you said, he's literally on the whole I'm about to date myself with this. They used to have these Gatorade commercials, right? It's like, anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you. This man went out of his way to show that it was so true. Like right now, picture whoever you got, your rival. There you go. Picture your rival, whether they're school, work, whatever, right? I want you to think about them right now, right? Whatever you're trying to do, they're watching you right now just to one-up you. Like, yo, I saw that you were at the gym the other day, right? You bench up 250? Bet it. They're going to come behind you and add 5 pounds just to say that they're stronger than you. Oh, you like that girl? You make a move yet? This is her Instagram, right? That's crazy. She just followed me back. It's happened already. It's over. This is your leftovers? I had it first. They're my leftovers now. Like, anything. And that's just... I can't say without spoiling it, but that is just top tier, generational levels of hate and pettiness. And I thought I was petty. I am very polite, very demure, very mindful compared to Dio, because that man is top tier. And for me, that just makes JoJo's an interesting watch. Yes, the art style and poses and the designs and the shirts out and stuff. You know, it's a lot of interesting creative choices.
I think that's part of the appeal.
I must say, but overall, JoJo's is solid.
You can catch that on Netflix, Hulu, and Crunchyroll.
Okay. We love that.
Before I even move on, there's two comments I want to make about JoJo. Now, for one, Hirohiko Araki, who is the author of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, is actually praised as like a fashion icon. He has collaborations with Gucci and several other high-end brands. He even was the one that cut the ribbon when they did Gucci Japan, like their introduction to their store over there. He was instrumental in all of that happening. So that's for one. Okay. Don't play with my boy. And for two, it's said that when Naruto was in this development stages before it got picked up by Shonen Jump, they were in that process kind of like before credit back in the day when you had to have a recommendation letter from somebody reputable in the community before you could get a bank account.
That referral program.
They had to do that. Mangaka had to do that. You had to have a recommendation. And Naruto got rejected by many of the other creators that were being published by Shonen Jump. But JoJo's Bizarre Adventure creator, Hirohiko Araki, was the only one that greenlit the creators. Hey, y'all need to check this out. And that was why we got the adaptation for Naruto. And that was why it got published on Shonen Jump. So show some respect.
Look at that. Look at that. I didn't even know that. Look at you. All right. Maybe JoJo's get a little more respect from it, you know.
Show some respect.
Maybe.
What you got for us?
Okay. Listen. I'm glad you actually just brought up Kishimoto and whatnot, because that is another place where it all started. You see, back on Adult Swim, right, there was this random anime, right? It was about this kid, you know, he's in a little village, ostracized, he's not the brightest, he's an orphan, no one really loves him. Maybe he does dorky things and whatnot because he's underloved, and he does whatever he can for attention. And this little knucklehead goes by the name of Naruto Uzumaki. You see, Naruto is peak, right? If you cut out the very end of it, which I won't say for people who haven't seen it, but I also referenced it in the other video. If you watch Naruto, you'll see it has something for everybody. Like, cool, it's a get back story. It's like, cool, you were literally like, people often say that they're mistreated, they're ostracized, they've been demonized, and that their people just don't like them because of how they are. He literally personifies that, because he literally has a demon fox in his stomach. And not just any demon fox. The demon fox that attacked and destroyed a lot of people from that village and also cost him his parents, right? You would think, right, this little kid saved the village, because technically he did. But no, people only see him as the demon. And they're like, I might not be the demon, but I could be the kid. And they just go in and they just, listen, for one, Naruto could have easily turned into a seinen. It could have went dark real fast.
It could have went dark.
But he's like, no, I'm going to prove you all wrong. I'm going to be the Hokage. That's the leader of the village. I'm going to earn all of y'all respects. I'm going to be the strongest ninja here, and y'all going to have no choice but to respect. Man, that boy went through adventure for that. Like, it was, and I'm like, how you going to do that? You can't even control your chakra. You ain't even got friends. You ain't got no support. You ain't even got no jutsus. And he's like, believe it.
In the
dub, they say it a lot more than they do in sub and whatnot. Whether you're a sub or dub watcher, doesn't really matter. Just enjoy it.
Not take my yo, bro.
Believe it. At the end of the day, you will find yourself naturally being attached to certain characters. I won't warn you. I will not warn any of you. I implore you, go out there, have your favorites, pick your fill, like who you like. Just know, this is a ninja show. And one thing about ninjas, infiltration, assassination, and war are rampant. So, whoever you like, maybe they make it to the end, maybe they won't. At the end of the day, the story, the building around it, specifically around the main 2 to 3 characters. There are side characters who you will like. They'll have one-offs before Shippuden. And it'd be really nice. When a time skip happens, it's mostly Naruto-centric because, once again, it's Naruto. And you get to see just how strong that boy really became. Now, does he live up to his expectations? That's for you to find out. That is, if you want to watch Naruto. But Naruto is available pretty much anywhere. I'm talking like Netflix, Crunchyroll, Amazon Prime, YouTube TV, Hulu. Naruto has been around for a while, and that's because it is one of these staples. And it is honestly one of my first introductions into anime that I actually routinely wanted to watch. Shout out to, you know, Toonami for that. What about you, Noises? What you got for us? What's the last one you got for us? I know you got something over there that's doing up there. What you got?
I did, again, want to say that just a little fun fact with Naruto. I like the fact that Naruto is really like the introduction, aside from DBZ. You know, DBZ is obviously like the godfather of shonen over here in America. But Naruto really, really helped to bolster the Western audience to anime. And I would say, aside from DBZ, is one of the most recognizable anime that we've ever gotten. So it does deserve its flowers. It was a great show.
It definitely deserves its flowers. Listen, I have a headband. I've cosplayed as Kakashi. I could do the hand sign.
Don't even.
Listen, don't sleep on you. These hands lethal.
Now, see me. I'm a big fan. Now, I like a lot of the picks that some people are not a fan of. I'm a big fan of mech anime. One of my favorite anime of all time, and this one was one that I just watched recently. My top five doesn't move very often because, you know, what you enjoy, what you resonate with is what you resonate with. But one that I just watched last year that I just loved to death was 86. So 86 is a mech anime. 86 is about, there's like this war of AI versus humanity. And, you know, as the world stands, everybody's got different eye colors, different hair colors, different skin tones. Everybody's different. Well, there was a kingdom of people. They have pale, like white skin, and they have white hair. And that kingdom was like at the forefront for the war. And they decided that they would purge out anybody that did not have those colors. Very reminiscent of a certain portion of history.
I'm like, that's sounding real Germany-ish.
So they developed this little squadron of people that they put into robots to fight against the artificial intelligence that is the AI. But the only people who have knowledge that there are people inside these robots are the military leadership. So these robots are the people with the different hair colors, different eye colors, and they are known as the 86. They exile them and they want to get rid of them so that there's no record of them actually doing this. So, you know, but they guise it as, once y'all fight so many fights, we'll free you. But given the conditions of the battlefield, and if you lose and they get a hold of your body, they take your brain and insert it into their AI robots that they have on the other side. So it gets pretty wicked. It's a very deep story. The main character, her name is Milize. They call her Bloody Reina. She is noble almost to a fault, where she's one of those characters that's super righteous and they make it seem like she's like gullible. But she just really cares about other people because of a compassionate event that happened when she was a kid. And she's trying to connect with the 86. The 86 are like, bruh, I'm not trying to hear any of what y'all talking about, because y'all the reason that we in this situation in the first place. Great fight scenes. It is mech, but they're done extremely well. Very compelling story. I'm definitely going to be finding the light novel, because so far I think there's only one season. But this show is an absolute must watch. So you can find 86 on Crunchyroll. And have you seen 86, bro?
I have not. Listen, you know me, I'm not really into mechs. The closest thing I get into mechs is Attack on Titan. So I'm not really
into. You're going to piss somebody off saying that.
Tell me I'm wrong. Biomechs. Whatever.
You're not wrong.
Well, so you sub Nisha down, you got it. All right. It's a little dude inside of a big dude. All right. Which
it would, really is.
I mean,
it really is.
Boilers, I guess. Okay. All right. So we did, our top fives. However, there's always room for the top five to change, the top five to grow, because at the end of the day, we all want other things. So I will throw up there an honorable mention. I feel like, as Isekai Keem, I would have to at least throw in one Isekai. And for me, that one is that time I got reincarnated as a slime. First off, mouthful of a title,
but almost every single one of them is. If you look at an isekai, it has like at least 17 syllables. That's like a staple. I don't know why. But follows a bull named Rimuru Tempest, right? He was an everyday salary man who saved his young coworker by getting isekai'd. Yeah. He's a little slime, right? If you play any game, slime's like the lowest level stuff. If you ever play MapleStory, these are like the things you practice fighting against. The lows are the low. However, he gains the ability to, he's like, as he's passing on to this next realm, I'm getting isekai'd, reincarnated, whatever you call it. He's like, oh, I wish I had a body that didn't feel this pain because I'm so hot. And he just passively gave himself abilities. I don't know how this works exactly, but it's cool. So, comes a slime, starts eating things. Whatever he eats, he can digest, break down, create new enzymes, absorb, take the abilities of. And he's like, oh, he's a little powerful slime. Starts eating everything around him, advancing, evolving. Then he ends up eating a dragon, but it's like, it's more complicated than that. So, like, he could not beat this dragon in a fight, right? Obviously. But the cave that he was reborn into, he's defeated everything else. And now he's stuck with the gatekeeper. This giant dragon that's stuck in this, behind this impenetrable shield that he got sealed away by the hero of heroes. You know, generic anime type stuff.
Of course.
And he's like, listen. The dragon's like, hey, yo, listen. I can't hurt you because I'm inside of here. But like, what's up though? For I'm trying to get outside. You know, we outside. You know, you out there. I'm in here. Like that. Weird, right? Let me go kick with you for a bit. And he like, you know what? You got it. So then he slimes himself around the whole thing and absorbs the dragon. This does not kill the dragon. Once again, he's still inside the barrier and the dragon is super dumb strong. Right? Remember that. But because he absorbed this dragon, he absorbs the dragon's power. And this dragon was a calamity level force. Saying his name was akin to Boogeyman and stuff slap. You did not mention Veldora Tempest. So Rimuru becomes Rimuru Tempest. And he becomes a slime with the power of a dragon god, damn near. And he's like, listen, y'all. I don't really want no problems. I just want to, like, restart society, train up, and have a good time. And that's all he wants to do. But then people come around asking for trouble. And then he got a show. He got that dog in him. And that demon. And that dragon. And a whole lot of everything else. Listen. Watch that time I got reincarnated as a slime. You can currently watch that streaming somewhere on Crunchyroll. Season 2 just came by. It's great. It's all about world building, though. It's not just the fights. It's networking, merching, getting over, navigating, creating. It's not just punch, punch, that hurted. It's, oh, bet it. I got people that under me. I need to have them grow. I need to have those conversations. I need to take over this kingdom. It's ruler-esque. It's not just... It starts off with you being one person and then realizing you need to grow and expand, and it expands along with it. So if you're looking for just fighting, this isn't the move. But if you want something that shows someone who was low, came high, grew and developed an entire nation, and then started beating up other nations, check it out. What about you, Noises? What's your recommendation? Now you got to have something, one honorary mention that didn't make it into your top five, but you would talk about this. What you got?
So if I'm going to give a recommendation as far as an honorable mention, 86 slid up into my top five and replaced Gundam. Now, Gundam, again, it's a mech series. Mech is a superior anime form. I don't care what anybody says. Now, Gundam, all of it takes place. They have giant robots that deal with, that are basically for military purposes. But G Gundam specifically was my introduction to Gundam. And that was the reason that I feel like I like mech anime as much as I do. Of course, there was other mech anime like Big O back in the day. Shout out, Big O. But G Gundam was, say, so you have Neo Japan. Basically, they've already had all the wars that happened in Gundam. They fought for Earth. Earth is, like, devoid of a lot of its resources, with the exception of some areas. And then you have the space colonies, and you have the Earth settlements as well. Now, Neo Japan's fighter, Domon Kashu, we definitely rocks with Domon Kashu. His brother, Kyoji, was the pilot of the Dark Gundam, and his brother took out their father. So he's trying to get revenge on his brother. And at the same time, he's also attempting to win the tournament between nations, because whoever won the tournament was going to get to rule over the colonies. So this is way different than Mech, where you see them pushing levers to fight, because they actually have on this suit that can mirror their movements. So they're in the cockpit actually boxing. All of the Gundams are able to like transform, so they have these special forms where the weapons can pop off of shoulders, pop off their back. The way that they do actually fight, like, you got Master Asia, you got the German Gundam was fire, the American Gundam was fire, very stereotypical, very hilarious. Everything about a mech series is perfect to me. Now, G Gundam is not going to be like any other Gundam series, but Gundam Wing is one that a lot of people do enjoy. Very heavy on the politics. So if you're not one that likes the... if you're one that prefers the more showy side of shonen, where we're boxing, we got a lot going on the screen, we're not doing a whole lot of talking, and the plot's not crazy, crazy deep. If you want something simple, Gundam may not be for you. But if you're one of those deeper show type watchers, Gundam is perfect for you. And G Gundam can be found on Crunchyroll, which just happened recently. But if you can, go seek out the dub, because I do feel like the dub was very well done.
Okay. We love a good dub. We love a good dub.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I think that was a quite fruitful conversation. At the end of the day, we discussed, we have some mutual top fives. Love that. I mean, when it comes to anime, you're going to share certain things with people. But one thing that you're never going to share is a person who can beat Goku. You see, I'm uncertain why power scalers and the people in the comment section all alike always like to put Goku up on this poll. So I'm going to have a surprise take right here, right? My person, right? Not superhuman at all. No crazy training, no guns of steel, no teleportation.
I can't believe you did that.
Nothing. Of course I did that. You mean, listen, no home training at all, okay? All I know is this person, all he has to do is see Goku and know his name. And it's over. That's right. You see, today, we're talking about the man, the myth, the legend. We're talking about Kira. Listen, Light Yagami could take down Goku.
Okay. All right?
Listen, from a distance, like, hey, it's me, Goku. What's your last name, Goku? Ha, bet it. Say less. Goku's gone. Listen, we saw he's susceptible to a heart virus, so clearly a heart attack is taking this man out. Kira can make it so that he super bombed himself somewhere. It doesn't even matter. Listen, Light Yagami from Death Note can beat Goku with enough time. Don't worry, if it's a fair fight and Goku sees him, Goku won. This ain't about fair fights. We saying who could beat him. Light could beat him.
If you take personalities, he would literally tell that man his name.
Literally. And I would love to see that. And like, just wait about 30 seconds. I'll be my strongest form. And Goku be over there stretching like, ah, this is great. Then he's pulled.
Pretty much it's over, yeah. No, you're right, bro.
That's
a crazy technicality.
Hey, listen, man. Life's about technicalities, okay? And that's another character that can beat Goku. You know, I can't wait to run this up. We can wait to 100 episodes, 100 characters beat Goku. Y'all gonna be mad in the comment section. I'm looking forward to that. But we love Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball is a lot of people's first anime, especially one of the longest ones. Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Z. That's why I'd like to do a little outro. Dragon Ball Z style, shall we? Quick recap of the episode, okay? Will your anime top five ever change? Is Fullmetal Alchemist goated? And will we find 75 more characters that can beat Goku? Find out next time on Kami Conversations. And of course, guys, thank you always for tuning in. If you enjoyed the podcast, feel free to let someone else know. Like, comment, subscribe. And once again, we'll be back again next week for more Kami Conversations.